Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Entertainment Now podcast. My name is Nick.
My name is Ian.
My name is I'm stretching Ian, man. Like a fucking turtle. What the hell are you doing, man?
I'm not a turtle. Oh. I don't think. No, I mean, how would I know?
I guess you wouldn't know. What's been going on, man?
Absolutely nothing at all.
I will say that. So we're back.
Back from the dead?
We're back from my little spring vacation that I had.
What's a vacation?
I don't know. I take multiple of them a year.
I've got two coming up this year.
You're going to take two vacations this year?
So 2 weeks in June and 2 weeks in September.
Wow.
It's not really full 2 weeks, but it kind of works out.
Yeah, it's the first vacation you've taken in like 4 years.
Since 2019.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
2019 was the last time we took a vacation?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Unless you count the 10 days I had off when I had COVID. Which I don't, because half of that was like dying in my bed.
That's so funny, because when I had COVID, it was like I was like symptomatic for like 2 days.
And that was, the only symptom I had was fucking fever, but it was like the worst fever I've ever had in my entire life.
That's not true. That's not true. You had another symptom. You were a little bitch.
Hey, I only cried one day out of that because I was so miserable. But it was like, you know, like I said, I've never had a fever like that. That was the worst part. But other than that, I didn't like none of the like chest symptoms and sinus symptoms, none of that stuff.
No.
Which is weird because I have those problems all the time anyway.
Do you? Well, yeah. But I mean, yeah, I didn't have a bit. I wasn't really sick either with it. I don't know.
Once the fever broke, I was fine.
You're fine. Yeah. But.
And it was really only like 7 days, but still.
Hopefully, there was like a hissing at the beginning of this episode. I think I fixed it though. So hopefully we don't have any issues, like sound issues going forward. But
was it a ghost?
It was a ghost. It's exactly what it was, Ian. So what else is going on, man?
Well, OJ died.
So that's what I was going to, I did want to bring that up because, you know, yes, OJ did some heinous things in his life.
Correct.
But I thought it was very fucking ugly, a lot of the responses that people had about his death. Mm. Yes, he was acquitted for murdering his ex-wife and her friend. But he was guilty. We all know that. Everyone fucking knows that.
Right.
But I saw a lot of, like, rotten piss comments online. I just thought it was really fucking distasteful.
Rot and piss?
That's what, those people say.
Oh, it's a rest in peace. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say rotten peace, or they say rotten piss or rotten pieces.
I've been relatively indifferent. I could give two shits about it. Couldn't give two shits about it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I don't know.
He got away with murder.
He did.
Lots of people get away with murder every fucking day.
I know. I just, like I said, I just thought the reaction to it was pretty fucking ugly from a lot of fucking people. People were making comments about, you know, if there's not a slow police chase at his funeral, there's a missed opportunity, and things like that.
Instead of a hearse, it's a white Bronco.
Yeah. So I saw someone post a picture on, I think it was on Instagram or on Facebook, of like a, they took a picture of a white Bronco and like stretched it out and made it look like a hearse.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I don't care. I really don't. It just makes no difference to me. I'm much more saddened when we lose people who are not, you know, human garbage.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. And I'm not, I don't believe in an afterlife. So it's, you know, he's just worm food now. It doesn't matter. You know, he got away with murder. That's the end of it. But, you know.
But even like the, because he won the Heisman Trophy back in the late 60s.
Right.
The Heisman Trophy Trust came out and they made like a little post on Instagram basically just saying, hey, you know, he was a Heisman Trophy winner. We sent our wishes to his family. And, like, people were pissed. They were like, oh, well, the very first sentence in that should have been he was a murderer. I'm like, but no one ever fucking...
He wasn't a murderer when he won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, no. It'd be different if he won it after he killed somebody and got acquitted for it.
Yeah.
That'd be a different story.
Yeah.
But it was 30 years before he killed anybody.
Yeah.
So who cares?
So from a really shitty note, which is what that was, to something a little bit more brighter, I guess. So we are both fans of the TV show Friends, right?
No, I can't fucking stand that show.
Friends,
I only watch it once a year out of protest.
Yeah, that's
exactly. I watch 10 seasons of a show because I fucking hate it. No, of course I love it.
So I got into ChatGPT, and this is what I asked ChatGPT to do. I said, create an episode by episode synopsis for each of the 24 episodes of season 11 of Friends. And it spit everything out. It is actually kind of interesting to kind of go through some of this. Now, some of this doesn't make any sense. And I had to kind of redo this because I did it on my phone. And then I went to, when we started recording, I went to go pull it up and read through it, and it was gone. So I had to kind of redo it. So I'll see how this kind of compares to the last version of this. But I'll go through like some of the episodes. So episode one, the one with the new beginning, says after a tumultuous. Yes, that word right there. Summer, the gang gathers at Central Park to catch up on their lives. Rachel and Ross navigate their co-parenting dynamic while Chandler and Monica struggle with empty nest syndrome, which doesn't make any sense because they're not empty nesters.
Right.
Joey juggles.
Unless they're talking about like, this is like,
true.
You know, season 11, but it's like 30 years.
That could be. Joey juggles multiple acting gigs and Phoebe starts a new business venture amidst the all the changes. The friends reaffirm their bond and toast to new beginnings. So yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe this is like
years later. Although the whole Rachel and Ross co-parenting, their kids are older.
That's true. So this is something that
unless they're co-parenting like, you know, Gen Zers who never leave the house.
This is also something that a computer program wrote. This is why we don't have AI write TV shows.
Yet.
Right. Yeah. Yet.
Yeah. Do better, AI. Do better. If you want a job, you got to do better.
Some of them were very like generic too. Episode two. The one with the surprise visitor. A surprise visitor from Ross's past shakes things up when his ex-girlfriend Emily returns to New York. Rachel grapples with her feelings as she sees Ross reconnecting with Emily. Meanwhile, Chandler and Monica embark on a quest to revitalize their marriage, leading to comedic misadventures. Joey gets a lead role in a major film, but his method acting antics cause chaos on set. So I guess that kind of makes sense. Like,
yeah, I mean, it sounds like an episode that would probably be written in a reboot, kind of, yeah, not a relaunch or whatever you want to call
it. I will say that that's the thing that, like, I think Emily gets a kind of a bad rap in the TV show. Like,
she does, but some of it's earned. Like, the end, like, her, what she makes Ross go through for that slip up is a little extreme.
Yes, but like, he did say another woman's name during their wedding ceremony.
You don't make someone like erase their entire past because of that mistake. It was a mistake.
She didn't ask him to erase his entire past. One aspect of his past.
She made him get rid of his apartment. She made him get rid of a lot of his stuff.
Yeah,
and she was going to alter the dynamics of his friend group.
Yeah,
you know. It's not right. I'm sorry. It's just not right.
Yeah.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she didn't have a right to be angry. I'm just saying her answer to it should have just been to not get married.
Yeah. I will say that I just saw something just recently that said that in an interview, Matthew Perry said that at one point in the series, it was written in that Chandler cheated on
episode, that one episode where he was working in Oklahoma or Tulsa.
Is that when it was supposed to be?
That scene where she's like coming on to him, he was supposed to cheat on her.
Yeah. And he was like, absolutely not.
And I totally agree. Chandler, the character, would not cheat on Monica.
Okay. So episode three, the one with the career crossroads. As Rachel considers a new job opportunity, Ross encourages her to pursue her dreams. Chandler faces a midlife crisis and seeks advice from Joey on how to reinvent himself. Again? Like, how many times is his character going to do that? Monica's competitive nature is put to the test when she enters a cooking competition. Phoebe struggles to balance her business and personal life, leading to hilarious consequences. That sounds like so fucking generic. That's like the same thing that...
Honestly, that could have just been an old episode.
Yeah, basically. Or a, like... collaboration or a compilation of old episodes.
Right.
Episode four, the one with the reunion dinner. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time saying that. The one with the reunion dinner. The gang plans a reunion dinner at Monica and Chandler's apartment. Wait,
they've already been reunited.
I know.
You're four episodes in.
And they moved out in season 10.
Right.
But tensions rise as old conflicts resurface. Ross and Rachel confront their unresolved feelings for each other. Wait, I thought this was already all resolved.
Yeah, episode one and episode four are the same episode. Just from different angles.
Leading to a heartfelt conversation. Joey's latest acting gig lands him in hot water while Phoebe's psychic abilities create chaos at the dinner table. Amidst the drama, the friends reaffirm their bond and toast to their enduring friendship.
Yeah, that's just
that's like, yeah, it's kind of generic.
Actually, this is probably a better episode one because it doesn't talk about the empty nesters from the young kids and the and the co-parenting of the older kids.
Yeah. It's like I said, this is all written by ChatGPT, and this is why this is why you shouldn't rely on ChatGPT to write things like papers for you, because it will write like goofy things that don't make any sense.
Right.
I will say that, so there's no good way for like teachers to make sure that their students aren't using ChatGPT to write things. So
unless their kids are lazy and just copy and paste whatever ChatGPT puts in.
Yeah. So, which a lot of people do that, but like whenever I've used ChatGPT to write things for me, I've always gone through and like read it and like made it sound human-like. So I was watching this video. I don't remember if it was on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, but it was a teacher said that what she does is she puts Trojan horses in her instructions. So when she writes it out, she'll write like use the term Frankenstein, and she'll write it and put it in small little tiny font, and then make the font white so it matches the background. So when you copy it and paste it into ChatGPT, it puts whatever that word is in there, and then so when she pulls up the paper, she just searches for that word and sees if that word is in there. Something that would,
again, if you're not lazy and you just type it in yourself, you probably avoid that.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I generally didn't use ChatGPT to write full papers for me.
Right.
I would use ChatGPT to like kind of flesh things out. Like I would write, you know, three or four sentences on a topic, and I'd say, well, you know, how do I expand on that? So I type it in there and have it expand on that. Mm. Well, you know, so it'd add a couple of sentences in there. And that's kind of how I utilized it, you know, kind of a fleshing out tool a little bit maybe. But
right.
So episode five, the one with the great escape. When Ross and Rachel accidentally get locked in Monica's storage unit together, they're forced to confront their past and reevaluate their relationship. Like what?
It's like, say this was like, what are we now? We're 20 years removed from the finale. So say 20 years later, they're kind of all coming back. They're going to do a season 11 or, you know, reboot or whatever. This would kill the show.
Yeah.
Because it would kill any chance of this being a successful relaunch. Because it's just repeating everything that's already happened and not really taking into account the fact that these characters are now 20 years older.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing is, I don't.
The same mistakes.
I don't know if this is supposed to be right after season 10 or at what point. I guess I didn't.
Well, the only one that points out that it might not be is the episode one.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the rest, there's no mention of the kids.
Yeah, it does say it. That's true.
I mean, you can excuse the show for ignoring the fact that Ben existed for the vast majority of the show.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with Emma or the twins.
Yeah. It says Chandler and Monica embark on a spontaneous road trip to reignite their spark. But things don't go as planned. Joey finds himself in a love triangle between two co-stars on set, while Phoebe tries to set him up on a blind date with a disastrous result.
And that's the other thing. Like, I don't know. I don't see Joey being like a full blown like movie star. I see him doing something.
I mean,
more
he always was. I mean, well, he was at the end of the series.
What, a full blown movie star?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was.
Been in movies.
He was getting like lead roles and things like that.
Yeah,
and,
but I kind of see him being more like a, I don't know,
like a B or a C tier.
I was even gonna say more like getting his own like talk show kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, something steady like Days of Our Lives, but something not so. Because let's face it, he's not a good actor. You know, the character of Joey is not a good actor. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of A-list actors who are not good actors. So I guess that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Or a thing against it, but, you know.
I had a funny look on my face because this next the synopsis for this next episode.
Friends have turmoil in a relationship, and it's all wrapped up in 24 minutes. Yeah.
So episode 6, the one with the Thanksgiving mishap. First, the Thanksgiving episode should
are
be
some of the best.
That, and it should be later in the season. But
yeah, that's true. It's usually because it's like near the, not quite the halfway mark, but
close pretty close to it. Yeah. It says Thanksgiving takes a chaotic turn when Chandler burns the turkey and Monica's competitive streak gets the best of her during a touch football game. Well, first off, Chandler.
The touch football game's already been done.
Yeah, and
Chandler's
Chandler,
not cooking a turkey.
No, he's Chandler ain't cooking shit.
No, because he wouldn't, because he doesn't like Thanksgiving.
No. Ross struggles to navigate the holiday when both with both Emily and Rachel, which I don't know why they're doing the. They
yeah,
have,
see,
are they, are
there's
they
a, no. There's are,
they
no
a
th- scenario.
Are they a throuple now?
Well, there's no scenario where, first of all, at the end of this series, it's pretty much implied that Ross and Rachel are together.
Yes.
And sure, their up and down relationship could have led in over the course of 20 years to divorce, sure. But I don't see Emily coming back into the picture at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
No scenario that I see Emily.
I think that would make it, like, if they were to, like, redo the series, which obviously they can't and they never will. If they were, I could see a situation where
maybe one episode
20 years later. It would make it would be interesting to see. Because
she would have been married too. How he had kids.
Well, she yeah, she was. Did she get married? I know she was going to get married, and then she kind of chickened out. But anyway, it would have been interesting, an interesting twist to see Ross and Rachel get divorced. You know, for what, the 7th or 8th time?
Well, it'd be their second divorce.
Yeah. And then have Emily, or I would actually rather see Mona end up back in Ross's life.
No, he did Mona even worse than he did Emily. I
know that, but I thought, no, I mean, at least Emily was kind of justified. Like, Mona, I guess he was kind of hiding the fact that his pregnant ex-wife was living with him. But
right.
But I really liked
Mona.
He
gave her a key and then changed the locks.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, he, if you take just the Mona situation, Ross is the villain of the show.
Yeah.
You know.
But I like Mona, and I think Mona probably would be a better character to bring back, to reintroduce into the series over Emily. But
perhaps. I would say just introduce a new character. Yeah. You know.
It says Joey hosts a makeshift Thanksgiving dinner for his friends, but his culinary skills leave much to be desired. Meanwhile, Phoebe reflects on the meaning of gratitude and friendship. Kind of generic, but
well, and that's already kind of been done when they pointed out to her that there's no such thing as a selfless good deed.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's kind of what that whole thing was about.
Yeah. Episode 7, the one with the holiday traditions, which didn't we just, well, I guess it's Thanksgiving. The Christmas episode should come several episodes after.
There's usually like, no, not several, but a two maybe.
Oh, I guess this, well, I guess I should read it. It says, as Christmas approaches, so there's that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I guess there is a gap there. The gang reflects on their favorite holiday traditions. Ross and Rachel navigate the challenges of co-parenting during the holidays, which is...
Again.
While Chandler and Monica attempt to start their own traditions as empty nesters. There's the empty nesters again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, let's face it. So if this is being made in 2024, Ben is 31 years old.
Yeah.
Or no, 30 years old.
Yeah.
94? Yeah. So 30 years old. Emma is like 25 or 20, no, 22.
Yeah. Because yeah. She was like.
Season 8.
Yeah, season 8.
She's 22. What co-parenting is going on? Maybe, and if they're co-parenting a 30-year-old and a 22-year-old.
I mean, here's the thing. They could have had other children.
I suppose. But they'd still have to have been.
They could have had children
late teens at this point.
Which you would still have to, even like, I mean, that's not necessarily true. The show ended 20 years ago, 22 years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you could theoretically think, you know, believe that they could have a kid that is 12 to 14 years old or 12 to 15 years old.
Okay.
Which it would still be co-parenting going on.
I suppose.
You know, trying to navigate, you know, schedules with the kid and all their extracurricular activities and driver's ed, and there I could see comedic avenues to go with some kind of co-parenting situation.
That's
between
fair.
The two of them.
And I guess that would explain. See, and then the other thing is the twins would only be 20,
which would make sense with
empty nesters, because then they'd be in college,
they'd go
maybe
off to college. So yeah, they would be trying to figure out how to make all that work.
Right.
So I guess I could see that. The rest of it says Joey auditions for a coveted role in a holiday movie, and Phoebe spreads cheer by organizing a charity event. Amidst the festivities, the friends realize that the true meaning of Christmas is spending time with loved ones.
Sounds terrible.
It sounds like a Friends episode, kind of.
No.
Depends on how they do it.
As mushy as it could get sometimes, it was never that mushy.
Yeah. Episode 8, the one with relationship resolutions. As the new year begins, hold on, we went from three episodes from Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's. As the new year begins, the gang makes resolutions to improve their love lives. Ross resolves to move on from Rachel and focus on co-parenting, while Rachel contemplates her future with a new job opportunity on the horizon. Chandler and Monica vow to prioritize their marriage amidst life's chaos. While Joey sets out to find his perfect match, Phoebe embraces her single status and focuses on... What happened to Mike?
I know. Where did Mike go? Mike was the best thing that ever happened to Phoebe.
And focuses on self-discovery, leading to unexpected revelations. Yeah, what happened to Mike? What the fuck? I don't like this thing already. we're not even halfway through this season and I'm pissed off.
Right. Well, I Mike's making Ant-Man.
That's true. He got in a fight with everyone else because he got the Ant-Man role that Joey tried out for or auditioned for.
But he wasn't an actor.
I know he wasn't.
He's a piano player.
He was a piano player. I know. I was just being funny. Yeah. And, damn it. So 9, the one with the Valentine's Day dilemma. We've gone, it's like a string of holidays all of a sudden.
I feel like there's always at least one episode in between the holiday episodes.
Yeah, there is. Valentine's Day begins a mix of romance and drama as the gang navigates the complexities of love. Ross struggles to find the perfect gift for Emily. Wow.
So he's back with her.
He's back with Emily, I guess. While grappling with his lingering feelings for Rachel, Chandler.
So it's season 5 redo. Jesus Christ.
Chandler and Monica attempt to plan a romantic getaway, but their plans are thwarted by unforeseen obstacles. Joey finds himself torn between two potential love interests, while Phoebe embraces her unconventional approach to romance.
You know what I think would be cool, and it wouldn't be an episode, but it'd be like an ongoing thing, is because baby Chandler would be in their 20s, right? Yeah. It'd be funny if baby Chandler started...
Chandler's a girl.
If baby, the girl Chandler, started dating one of the twins.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be kind of weird, but
it would be weird because, but it would be cool weird. It'd be like normal Chandler weird.
What were the twins' names? Do you remember? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It was the very end of the series.
Yeah. But... I mean, they were like subplot that wasn't even really fleshed out, in my opinion.
Episode 10, I feel like I've already read this. The one with the career crisis.
Yes. Yeah. They're all
career crisis abound as the gang faces unexpected challenges in their professional lives. Rachel's grappling with a lot of stuff in the season.
Yeah.
Rachel grapples with a difficult decision regarding her job, while Ross encourages her to pursue her passions. This is like season 10 all over again.
Right, and the thing is that we're now, again, we're looking at this maybe from 20 years from the end of the series. They were all in their early 30s. It means they're all in their early 50s now. Why are they having career issues?
I know.
They all had their careers pretty well managed when they ended.
Chandler faces rejection in his job search, leading to self-doubt and insecurity. Monica's perfectionism is put to the test when she receives a harsh critique of her cooking. Meanwhile, Joey's acting career takes a surprising turn, forcing him to reevaluate his priorities.
So the harsh criticism of her cooking was when with Alejandro?
Yeah.
I mean, that's season 3?
Season 5,
was
I think.
Was that season 5?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was season 4.
I thought it was earlier than 5, because 5 is, I thought she was already at Alejandro's by then.
Yeah. That was when he offered her...
The job.
The job, yeah. My favorite was when John Lovett was the high...
The high critic. Yeah.
It's like trying to eat everything in her house.
Right now, I'm finishing up The New Girl, and John Lovitz keeps showing up periodically as the one character's rabbi.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny.
Did I watch? I watched that, didn't I?
I don't know. As I'm watching this, I'm realizing I didn't finish it. So that's why I'm going to finish it out. I'm on season 4 right now.
Episode 11, the one with the sibling rivalry. Sibling rivalry takes center stage when Ross and Monica compete in a high-stakes trivia competition against Joey and his sisters. Well, that'd be interesting. It's a little bit of a different twist.
It's a twist, yeah.
Tensions run high as old rivalries resurface, leading to hilarious antics and surprising revelations.
Now, is it which sister, though? Is it the one from the Joey show?
Oh, I don't know.
From, you know, the chick who played in Sopranos?
Was that his sister?
Yeah, she was the sister he moved in with the one with the kid.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I watched Joey. Yeah. It says, meanwhile, Chandler and Monica attempt to mediate the conflict while navigating their own relationship dynamics. Phoebe finds herself caught in the middle of the competition, offering quirky commentary and sage advice.
Mm.
That sounds like it'd be a good episode.
It's funny because I didn't even realize that Mike was gone until that episode. And I'm like,
now I'm salty.
Now I'm pissed off.
I'm mad. That's great. Yeah. Episode 12. We're now halfway through episode 12. Yeah. The one with the parent trap. When Ben comes to visit Ross for the weekend, he inadvertently sets off a chain of events that leads to chaos for the entire group. Ross struggles to balance parenting responsibilities with his social life, while Rachel offers her support from the sidelines. Chandler and Monica attempt to entertain Ben while keeping their own... Ben's like fucking 40.
He's 30 years old.
While Ben,
are they dangling keys in front of him or something?
While Ben... Chandler and Monica attempt to entertain Ben while keeping their marriage on track. Joey's attempts to bond with Ben lead to comedic misadventures, while Phoebe offers her unique perspective on parenting. And I'm just laughing because
she doesn't even have a kid because she's not married.
Ben is fucking old. Like,
yeah,
there's no connection that needs to happen.
I mean, really, like, ultimately, if they were to ever do any kind of sequel series to Friends, I mean, it would have to focus on the children.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway,
it would
have You know, that's fine, but yeah, I don't know if the show understands what time frame it's taking
place. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, isn't it? Episode 13, the one with the relationship road trip.
There's already a road trip.
And a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
Chandler and Monica embark on a road trip to rekindle their romance for the seventh time this season.
But they're just not getting it.
But their plans are derailed by unexpected detours and comedic mishaps along the way. Meanwhile, Ross and Rachel find themselves stuck in a car together during a traffic jam,
they trapped in a storage unit in one episode? Now they're trapped in a car? Yeah.
Forcing them to confront their unresolved feelings.
Yeah, they did that before. Yeah. So apparently they didn't come to grips with any of their unresolved feelings.
These people are fucking morons.
Right. The sad thing is, I'll comment when we're done. So go ahead. Continue.
Joey tags along for the ride, offering his trademark humor and support. Phoebe stays behind in New York, holding down the fort at Central Perk and offering sage advice to her friends.
She's become like, she's like Yoda. She just sits in her corner and just gives out advice.
Because she's really the homeless person that lives in front of Central Perk.
Right.
That has dreams about the people that she doesn't know inside. That's right. The conspiracy theory around Friends. Episode 14, the one with the career comeback. Here we go. We're starting to make things happen now. As Joey's acting career hits a rough patch, which it did for most of the series, he receives unexpected support from his support. His friends were always very fucking supportive of his career.
Probably more so than they should have been.
Probably.
In many ways.
Yeah. There's a lot of times they should have been like, hey, buddy, maybe we just need to try to do something different.
It's time to get a real job.
Yeah. He receives unexpected support from his friends, who rally behind him to stage a comeback. Ross offers to help Joey land auditions, while Rachel lends her fashion expertise to revamp his image. You know, like give him a bag to carry. Chandler and Monica host a fundraiser, another fundraiser in this series, or in this season, to support Joey's career. Like, what is this? Like a GoFundMe for auditions? Like, right. How do they do
I mean, if it's taking place now, there'd have to be an episode with some kind of GoFundMe or other.
Leading to hilarious fundraising antics and surprise celebrity cameos. Meanwhile, Phoebe offers her unique brand of encouragement, reminding Joey to stay true to himself. I thought it was going to say offer sage. Oh my! I would have pissed
myself.
Phoebe
has like one scene in every movie where she just gives somebody advice and then leaves.
Oh my
She's
god!
She's like, Remember, she's like Charles Barkley in the Clerks animated show, yes, where he just walks into a scene and then leaves.
Oh my god! Oh.
Or no, it wasn't Charles Barkley. It was Lando, the Lando character, because they were introducing the black character.
I'm laughing so hard, I'm fucking crying. Oh, this is great. Oh man. I got.
You all right?
I got to calm down so I can read here. Yeah. All right, give me a second. Whew, all right. Episode 15. The one with Sage.
Is it really?
No.
For a second there, I thought you were being dead serious, and that would be the funniest fucking thing ever. It's just Phoebe sitting on the couch in Central Park talking to the audience, breaking the fourth wall.
All right, episode 15, the one with the surprise engagement. The gang is stunned when Joey announces his surprise engagement to a mysterious woman he met while on tour. Which I don't know, it didn't say anything about a tour in any of the other episodes.
Right.
But, as they scramble to uncover the truth behind Joey's whirlwind romance, they encounter a series of comedic obstacles and misunderstandings. Ross and Rachel confront their lingering feelings for each other. For the 17th time this season.
Well, and probably the 40th time for their entire life.
Yeah. Lingering feelings for each other amidst Joey's engagement news, leading to a heartfelt conversation. Chandler and Monica navigate their own relationship dynamics in the midst of the chaos, which I don't know. I don't know what to think about that episode. It seems like a lot of stuff that's happened in other episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 16, the one with the wedding planning. So someone's, with Joey, there we go.
That was pretty fast.
It was pretty fast, but I mean, it's Joey, so who knows. Wedding planning takes center stage as Joey prepares to tie the knot with his mysterious fiance. The gang rallies together to help Joey plan the perfect wedding, but their efforts are complicated by Joey's unconventional ideas and last minute changes. I can 100% see that.
Yeah, but what's the problem is that is she still mysterious to them?
Oh, I don't know. I guess so.
Because theoretically, if that was real, I could see there being an episode where he does that, and then maybe the wedding episode. But by the wedding episode, they would have met her.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would have said it in the description, Joey's engagement to, you know, so-and-so, rather than mysterious, yeah. You know. I don't know.
Meanwhile, Ross and Rachel grapple with their unresolved feelings, which is the recurring theme in every single episode,
right,
for each other as they navigate the wedding festivities. Chandler and Monica, after the support to Joey, Chandler and Monica offer their support to Joey while reflecting on their own marriage. Okay. Episode 17, almost through this thing. Mm-hmm. The one with the bachelor party. As Joey's wedding approaches, the gang throws him a bachelor party to remember. Complete with hilarious hijinks and unexpected surprises, Ross and Chandler
kill a prostitute.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, Very Bad Things.
Yeah. Ross and Chandler take charge of the planning of the party. Of planning, the way it's just written fucking weird. Yeah. That's the other thing I can say about ChatGPT is that's another reason why you have to like read through things. Because sometimes it's
grammar.
The grammar is not the best. But their efforts are complicated by Joey's unconventional requests. Meanwhile, Rachel and Monica offer their support to Joey while reflecting on their own relationships. Phoebe entertains the group with their quirky antics and sage advice.
Are you serious?
Serious.
All right.
As they celebrate Joey's last days of singledom. What's up with the fucking sage advice?
I don't know.
All right. Episode 18. The one with the wedding day. So that's kind of cool. Like, I can see that be a big chunk of that series of the season is finally finding somebody for Joey.
Right.
And getting to that wedding. I can see that could be a big arc for that season. Mm-hmm. Joey's wedding day arrives, but chaos ensues as last minute obstacles threaten to derail the ceremony. As the gang rallies together to save the day, they encounter a series of comedic mishaps and unexpected twists, which I feel like that's the whole fucking series.
Right.
Ross and Rachel confront their unresolved feelings. What's up with this, man?
I can just see it now. Let's confront our unresolved feelings. okay, we have unresolved feelings. Yes. Bye. And then just leave. Pretty much. And then they do it again the next episode.
Leading to a heartfelt conversation again.
Right.
Chandler and Monica offer their support to Joey while reflecting on their own marriage.
That's almost word for word from another episode.
I know. Just as long as nothing else says sage advice in here, I'm going to fucking die.
Right. Like, well, the season finale is still coming up.
Yeah, it's called Sage Advice. No, the one with the sage advice. No. Yeah. Episode 19, the one with the relationship revelations. After Joey's wedding, the gang reflects on their own relationships and personal growth. Ross and Rachel confront their unresolved feelings for each other. Come on, it's like 4 or 5 episodes in a row.
Well, arguably it was like 10 seasons.
I know, but it's like at this point, the audience would be like, come on, motherfuckers. Just right. Like, you know.
Fuck or get off the pot.
Yeah, shit or get off the pot, yeah. Let's see. Chandler and Monica reaffirm their commitment to each other amidst life's challenges. Joey reflects on his journey to find love and offers his friends words of wisdom. I will say that whenever Joey had like words of wisdom in the show, it actually like made sense sometimes.
Sometimes. Like, I mean, it was a moot point.
It's a moot point. Yeah. It's a Phoebe embraces her unconventional approach to romance and celebrates her independence, which I think this is like almost word for word was said in another episode.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the end, Ian. Yeah. The one with a relationship retreat. Another one? The gang embarks on a relationship retreat to strengthen their bonds and confront their fears. Ross and Rachel attend couples therapy to address their unresolved issues.
How many more unresolved issues do they have?
I don't fucking know.
It sounds to me like they've resolved all of the issues.
And rebuild trust. I'm fucking dying over here trying to read this, man. Chandler and Monica participate in trust exercises to deepen their connection to reignite their spark. Joey reflects on his past relationships and learns valuable lessons about love and self-discovery. Phoebe discovers her unique brand of wisdom and humor as the group navigates the challenges of love and friendship. Okay. Nothing to say about that one.
Nothing.
Episode 21, the one with the surprise announcement. What kind of surprise? What kind of surprise could we have at this point?
Phoebe's not as sage as everyone thought.
Her sage advice sucks. That's right. What it is. The gang receives a surprise announcement that changes everything and brings them closer together. As they celebrate the exciting news, at least it's not sad news, they reflect on their journey as friends and reaffirm their bond. Ross and Rachel, I'm not shitting you, it says Ross and Rachel confront their unresolved issues. Jesus Christ. Leading to a heartfelt conversation about their future. Okay. Chandler and Monica offer their support to Joey while reflecting on their own marriage. So this is another example of why you don't have ChatGPT write shit for you.
Right.
Because it's literally like the same thing.
But I do have a thought, but okay. Like I said, I will save it for the end.
We're getting close now. So that was episode 22 I just read, right?
I think so.
Episode 23, the one with the farewell party. As the gang prepares to say goodbye, they reflect on their journey as friends and the memories they've shared. Ross and Rachel
resolve their fucking issues.
Embark on a new adventure together, leaving behind the past and embracing the future. Chandler and Monica bid farewell to their beloved apartment and look forward to a new beginning.
It's basically the plot for the last episode.
Joey reflects on his journey to find love and offers his friends words of wisdom. Phoebe embraces her unconventional approach to life and celebrates the bonds of friendship. It's pretty much the season.
It's how season 10
ended.
We still have one more episode, though.
Episode 24, the one with the final farewell. The final farewell.
Right. It's like Kiss. And two words.
Yeah. In the emotional series finale, the gang gathers for one last farewell at Central Park to reminisce about the past and look towards the future. Ross and Rachel share a poignant moment as they reflect on their journey and find love and the love that they share.
Oh, okay.
They've resolved all their issues.
Apparently, it only took them 25 episodes to do it, but sure.
Every fucking episode, there's a point where they're like, we got to fucking talk.
Hey, okay, I've got 5 more unresolved issues on my list here.
Between all the unresolved issues between them and fucking Phoebe's sage advice.
And Monica and Chandler trying to rekindle the spark.
Yes, yeah, there's a lot of that this season also. Let's see here. Ross and Rachel share a poignant moment as Chandler and Monica say goodbye to their friends as they embark on a new chapter in their lives. Joey reflects on his time with his friends and the memories they've shared. Fever offers her unique brand of wisdom and humor as they say their final goodbye, leaving behind a legacy of love and friendship. So basically the last two episodes of the series.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now that I've read 24 fucking episodes of a fake season of Friends.
This is what was kept popping into my head. If you look at, and this is my criticism of basically everything that's being either rebooted or restarted or relaunched or continued on, is what ChatGPT did is it took basically all of the key elements of the series and created an entire season out of it.
But doing it in a robotic
AI
and
way.
I will say that it did add in some things about Joey's marriage and things like that. And,
but the thing is that that's kind of how all these things are written these days anyway. Yeah. They don't see what's... There's no heart in it. Right. They take what they think was the show and just replicate that in a new setting.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't really look at the real depth of anything.
Yeah.
You know, and that's apparent in almost every new thing that's come out.
Yeah.
That I've watched, because there's a few of them that I have not watched, but with all this new Star Trek stuff, that's exactly. It's like we'll take
it's paint by numbers,
right? But it's not even the right numbers because it's what they think is what made it work, and it's not.
Yeah,
you know, and that's my commentary, and I guess it makes sense that AI would do it because it's a very robotic and sterile way to create.
I'm going to tell you though, man, if I read one more fucking episode about Phoebe or Sage of Ice, I think I would have fucking died.
Right.
Like, I haven't laughed that fucking hard in a long time.
So
that was great.
I would say that, I mean, if they were going to do something like this, first of all, it would not be a 24 episode run. It would be truncated 10. To 10.
Yeah.
Maybe 12, but most likely 10. And it would probably be serialized. It would be one story set over the course of, say, 10 half hours.
I don't know
if
you could do that.
It's the only way they could really do it now.
I think, if they were to reboot, and I would love to see them reboot it. I have my ideas on how they could reboot the series.
I mean, if they focused on the kids.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought having the twins come back and, like, come back into the city. They could even move into the same fucking building.
Which wouldn't make sense because they wouldn't be able to afford that building.
I mean, maybe
Monica probably shouldn't have been able to afford that building.
Well, it was rent controlled. That's why.
Right. But it's not anymore. As soon as they moved out, that shot right up. And then if you look at 2024 costs, that apartment would cost like $10,000 a month.
But here's the thing is they could, because it was rent controlled, theoretically, they never really had to explain anything past that. So they could have just had a situation where Ross is like, fuck it, I'm paying all this money for this place over here. I'm going to take grandma's old apartment because it's rent controlled. He moves in.
And then they move in from him.
And then they move in after him, after he leaves.
Yeah, but it would have been him and Rachel, because at the end of the series, I'm sorry, my headcanon is that they're together.
Yeah.
I just don't see that. It's kind of a reversal for her.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, in a sense, because it's like she's been living there. She's lived there for like, 6 years?
Yeah.
And she's basically been there every day anyway for 10 years. And then let's move back into it. It's like, I don't know. It's just weird. It would be a weird reversal.
I think it would make sense if they were like just him and Rachel moved in. So they didn't have to have that expensive rent payment in the building next door and lived there for like 20 years. And then they're like, because that was the whole thing when Chandler and Monica were moving out of the city. Rachel's like, hey, I love being in the city. I love raising a child in the city.
Right.
So it makes sense that they would stay there.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then now they're in their, you know, 50s.
Early 50s, yeah. You know, the kids are moved out.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know, now let's move out of the city. Let's move out towards where
his parents lived. Both their parents lived.
Well, they could say, hey, let's find a place out towards Monica and Chandler because all the, you know, they don't have any kids anymore either. They're empty nesters. Let's move out, live by them.
Right.
So I could see them like moving away, and that's how the series would start, was them moving out.
Right.
And then
if we're being realistic, we'd have to do it in a way where none of the original cast is going to be seen, because they wouldn't be.
You don't think so?
No, because you'd have to. The only way you could do it, and include any of the original cast is at some point you're going to have to acknowledge that Chandler died, yeah. And that's going to kill the mood. Because let's face it, hey, for most people, he's the core of the show.
That's how you could do it. You could say, "Hey, Monica and Chandler moved away." That's how the season 10 ended.
Right.
And then Ross and Rachel are moving out towards Monica because Chandler died.
I don't know, but that's kind of starting it on a downer, man. Oops, sorry.
But I mean, I'm just saying you could explain how the twins could live in that apartment.
And I guess it's worked in the past in terms of like revivals. I don't know if you remember it, but there was that Leave It to Beaver revival in the 80s.
Yeah.
That started as just a TV movie, a movie of the week. And it started with the death of the dad.
Yeah.
Because Hugh Beaumont was dead. And it worked. It did work. But I don't find Leave It to Beaver to be as, not goofy. I don't want to use that word because it's not, I mean, Friends is goofy, but it's not. I just feel like Friends never really dealt with that level of deepness.
Yeah.
And I think going into a new show that deep might be too much.
I don't know.
I mean, creatively, it makes sense to do something kind of drastic and change things up a little bit. But then why even bother doing Friends? Just do a different type of show. Just do a different show.
Because I think you could build something, because you already have, like, I'm telling you, if they did a reboot, it doesn't matter how good or bad season one would be, people would fucking watch it.
True.
People would fucking watch it. I think people would give more leeway to a Friends reboot than just another Friends-like show.
Well, there's already a couple of those anyway. Yeah. I mean, How I Met Your Mother is essentially a remake of Friends. Or but a redo of Friends.
I think
so what, is really the new goal.
I think what they're doing with that 90s show shows that you could have a reboot like that and have it be good and have it be successful. Season one of that 90s show was really fucking successful.
Right. Well, successful enough to get a second season, which a lot of reboots are not getting.
No. Well, I mean, the new version of Saved by the Bell got a second season and it got canceled after the second season. I thought they did, first kind of campy, they kind of kept that campiness that was in the original version of Saved by the Bell. I think they did a good job bringing that over. Some of the characters weren't really strong, though, and that's kind of that. I think it's what hurt the show. But it was great to have all those old characters back. Right. Same thing they're doing with that 90s show. Obviously, they can't have Danny Masterson back, but
Well, rumor has it they might not be getting Ashton Kutcher back either.
Yeah,
with the whole P. Diddy thing.
Yeah, but we'll have to see how that all plays out. But I think they could do something like that with Friends. Bring the twins in. You can have Ben involved every once in a while, you know, because...
Well, I mean, I'd almost feel like he'd have to be kind of integral to the show, too, because we'd have Emma, the twins. There's only three. It's only three characters. So you bring Ben in, and then maybe even the triplets to some degree, or just create new characters
And that's why I said I thought you would have the twins. Mm-hmm. You would have Ben, you'd have Emma, and then you could have
the Joey and Phoebe characters that aren't necessarily related.
Or you could have Phoebe and Mike's kid. You know, because they wanted kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could have them have a kid.
Now here's the funny thing: do you make Phoebe's kid? First of all, is it a boy or girl?
I think it'd be a girl.
Girl. Okay, I was thinking the same thing. Now, do you make Phoebe's kid kind of a similar character as Phoebe?
Yes.
Or do you make her the exact opposite of Phoebe?
Like Ursula?
No, well, I was thinking, yes, but not as cruel and mean.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Phoebe's like bouncy and free-spirited.
I think
the daughter would be like uptight and like anxious and nervous about everything and cares what people think.
Actually, that'd be a really good twist on it, to have her be the uptight one and then Monica's kid be
like the loosey-goosey character.
Like her birth mother was, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Although she, you know, I guess that would create the question of nature versus nurture, but, you know,
I mean, like I said, though, I think that there are really good ways you could do a Friends reboot and make it fucking work.
Right.
If it's written a lot better than this ChatGPT.
Well, right.
And you don't have to have Phoebe's sage advice in there either. Like,
Well, maybe one or two episodes where she comes back. But you know,
David Schwimmer would do it. I think
Lisa Kudrow probably would too.
I think Lisa Kudrow would.
And I think
Matt LeBlanc already said he would.
Right. Before Matthew Perry died? Or
I don't know. That was before. That was before.
The holdout is Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston will not do it.
Right. And I don't think Courtney Cox would do it without Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know.
I really don't think she would.
I don't think any of them would do it after Matthew Perry died.
Right. But with Scream, Courtney Cox did Scream 6 without Nev Campbell because she was contractually obligated to. She said she wouldn't have done it if she hadn't been contractually obligated. Yeah. She's coming back for 7 because Nev Campbell's coming back.
Yeah.
So I think that because she doesn't need the money, none of them need the money.
No.
So I think that I could see her saying, yes, as much as I would love to be with these other guys, her and Jennifer Aniston are a lot closer, at least in appearances. And I think she would not do it if Jennifer Aniston wouldn't do it.
I guess I'll look at it this way. I think maybe it's possible that with Matthew Perry's death, you might be able to get them to do it. All of them. Nothing where they're like going to be there for 10 episodes. I think getting each one of them to do one or maybe two episodes,
like
I think
the pilot episode, maybe the beginning show.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think it would be very brave to start the series off with the death of Chandler Bing.
You have to.
You would have. I know. You wouldn't have to.
How else are you going to? You're not going to just not.
You just, him and Monica, they don't show up. They're not there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, how many from the original cast of Cheers showed up in Frasier? One. Two, yeah. I think. Two. The rest, they're just gone. They're just not there. They're in Boston. Yeah. You just have them somewhere else.
I don't know. I don't think you could do the reboot without having Monica in there somehow.
Or Chandler, some answer for why he's
there. Yeah.
I get it. I mean, and like I said, it would be super brave to go into that holy, like, comedic, kind of goofy, but very funny show.
Yeah.
And start a reboot with a death. It would be very brave to do it, but
I think it'd work.
Especially,
I think
you know, obviously you wouldn't make the death the same, but you would kind of find some way to honor Matthew Perry in that way, in a sense. You know, I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see. It's never going to happen, but I would love to see it happen. But
well, they're rebooting or redoing Good Times in an animated form.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see Friends in an animated form. But I don't know. I guess we just kind of end it there. If you're watching this on YouTube, we're recording in person. I guess I should add that. So this will be a audio only video up on YouTube. But if you're watching this on YouTube, give us the old thumbs up, drop a comment, all that other stuff.
Do it now.
What do you think a Friends season 11 or a Friends reboot would be? It'd be kind of interesting to see. But I don't know. Any questions or comments? You can email us at entnowpod@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that fun kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else to add there, man?
No, just listen. Listen.
Listen? Listen,
listen
to what?
Carefully.
Listen carefully to what?
To the show.
Okay. All right, man. Until next time.
Talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Playing my role, let me tell you about it. This shit right here, man, I'm proud about it. Only real niggas reside around me. Yo, lady, drop a guard around me. Dip like I know you care, bitch. Show me the ropes like we in the ring. Got you two cobras, you wanna hang. Shoulder to shoulder, them niggas basic. You know I won't lie. You know that I ain't for that fuck shit. You niggas alright, but I'm way better and she love it. Know that y'all sick as fuck. Here go this tissue, bruh. We taking the dub, hoping you get you some. This hit like a pick-me-up. She taking my drugs. Know they see the sign. That's some dollar sign. Know they sick as fuck. Know they sick as fuck. Tell them get well soon. Tell them get well soon. Know you sick as fuck. Get well soon. Oh shit. Watch out, you the god, Billy Ocean. Right now, and I'm smiling in your face, bitch. With a gold smile, you should probably make placement. To your eye, niggas sick as fuck. Standing with niggas. Who died for that party? Who died for some bitches who showing their bodies? Swear to God, nigga, this Molly got me up and